says he'd rather have mics muted while the candidates aren't talking at their debate next month.
We agreed to the same rules, and I think that's probably what it should be. But they're trying to change it. The truth is they're trying to get out of it because she doesn't want a debate.
The campaign of Democratic presidential candidate Kamala Harris said it wants the microphones to be live all the time. A spokesman said Trump should stop hiding behind the mute button. After fighting broke out yesterday between Israel and Hezbollah, there were fears it was the beginning of an all-out war. But it's been relatively quiet today, says CBS's Carissa Lawson.
Things appear to have calmed down for now, with both sides claiming victory after hitting what they claimed were military targets. Though Israel's Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu said this was, quote, not the end of the story. White House officials say President Joe Biden has been monitoring the Middle East situation. And on Sunday, the Pentagon said that Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin ordered two U.S. aircraft carriers to remain in the region for deterrence.
Russia launched drone and missile attacks throughout Ukraine today. The BBC's Abdul Jalil Abdulrazilov is in Kyiv.
We heard explosions in the skies over Kyiv. And it sounded like it was air defense systems engaging those drones and missiles.
Extremely high temperatures in the Midwest today. Becky Howard's in Richfield, Minnesota.
Stay hydrated and make the best of it.
One person's been killed, three injured in a landslide in Ketchikan, Alaska. Theodora Bayou lives in Anchorage, more than 1,000 miles to the north.
I'm really concerned for them because the weather hasn't stopped down there. It's still raining and blowing. And my home in Mount Lakatla, right outside of Ketchikan, has had no power since yesterday.
A new study finds there were more than 21,500 heat-related deaths in the U.S. between 1999 and 2023. Study author Jeff Howard.
A disproportionate number of these deaths are happening in four states: California, Arizona, Nevada, and Texas. Even though we looked at this nationally, it's certainly concentrated in certain areas that have higher risk.
A product recall involving the nation's biggest retailer.
Walmart is recalling some 10,000 cases of Great Value brand apple juice sold in 25 states, Puerto Rico, and the District of Columbia. The six packs of 8-ounce juice bottles contain elevated arsenic levels. The U.S. Food and Drug Administration says drinking the juice is not likely to lead to serious or long-term medical issues.
CBS's Jim Crisula. Wall Street, less than 2 hours before the close, the Dow is down slightly. S&P 500 off more than 0.5%. The NASDAQ off more than 1%. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with a quick news update. Heat advisories and excessive heat warnings are in effect for southeastern Wisconsin today. It could feel north of 100. People are being advised to stay hydrated, seek air-conditioned spaces, and to check on vulnerable neighbors. A woman reported missing at Quarry Lake Park was found safe last night. There was a large response from rescue teams. There have been two drownings at that park this summer. A shooting early yesterday in Racine injured three people, with two women found at the scene and a man coming to the hospital later. Police say there were also multiple vehicles hit by gunfire. A 1993 John Doe homicide case in Kenosha County will be updated tomorrow. The Pleasant Prairie Police Chief and the Kenosha County Medical Examiner will release new information at a joint press conference. And the Milwaukee Brewers are reintroducing updated parking technology at AmFam Field. The system was tried out in the spring but failed. It uses cameras to scan license plates for prepaid parking. And that's what you need to know. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
The Brewers drop one to the A's. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers got home runs from Gary Sanchez and Willie Adames, but came up short, losing 4-3 to the A's in Oakland. Brewers manager Pat Murphy.
The story was, you know, obviously that they stuffed us offensively. We had one at bat with a guy in scoring position. We hit two home runs, and we flew out or popped out nearly every time.
The Crew are back in Milwaukee and host the Giants tomorrow night. NFL roster reductions. Packers wide receiver Grant DuBose was praised during training camp for his speed, his routes, and his downfield blocking. But will that be enough to make the team?
You just got to have faith. And I've been telling myself this, control what you control. It's above me. Ultimately, it's in the decision of the people in the front office. You know, hopefully, you know, I did enough to where, you know, they think highly of me, you know, to bring me back. But if they don't, that's just that. You know, kind of just on to the next. You know, that's the business that we're in. That's just kind of got how you got to approach it.
That's Packers wide receiver Grant DuBose. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
WRJN. sizzling hot today with heat advisory in effect. As high temperatures soar to near 90 degrees and the humidity so high, it'll really be feeling like the triple digits. Then chances of showers and storms roll back in overnight. Some could be strong to severe even through tomorrow, too. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Right now, it's 89. WRJN.
A winter's day in a deep and dark December. I am alone, gazing from my window to the streets below on a freshly fallen silent shroud of snow. Friendship causes pain. It's laughter and it's loving I disdain. I am a rock. I am an island. Don't talk of love. Feelings that have died. If I never loved, I never would have cried. I am a rock. I am an island. I have my books and my poetry to protect me. In my womb, I touch no one and no one touches me. I am a rock. I am an island. And a rock feels no pain, and an island never cries.
Local news, timeless hits from Simon and Garfunkel on WRJN. Good afternoon. I'm Kurt Vollman. Thanks for being Homeward Bound with me this afternoon. Busy show today. A couple of times today, we're going to actually talk with my son, Teddy. We like to talk anything space related with him. He's kind of an expert on the on space flight. We're going to talk with him coming up in a few minutes. Lots of space news over the weekend.
When the truth is found to be lies, and all the joy within you.
Radio Park to the County Line Road. Local news and timeless hits.
Imagine me and you, I do. I think about you day and night. It's only right to think about the girl you love and hold her tight. So happy together. If I should call you up, invest a dime, and you say you belong to me, ease my mind. Imagine how the world could be so very fine. So happy together. They toss the dice, it had to be. The only one for me is you, and you for me. So happy together. The dice, it had to be. The only one for me is you, and you for me. So happy together. The dice, it had to be. The only one for me is you, and you for me. So happy together. So happy together. And how is the weather? So happy together. We're happy together.
Slipping away, sitting on a pillow, waiting for night to fall. Girl in a dream, sitting on a pillow, this is the night.
Celebrate, celebrate, dance to the music.
We are Racine's home for local news and timeless hits, WRJN.
There's a snowman waiting in the sky. He'd like to come and meet us, but he thinks he blew our minds. There's a snowman.
Anytime we want to talk something space-related, we talk with Teddy Volman. Hey, Teddy.
Hello.
So we've been chatting in recent weeks about the whole Boeing Starliner thing, the spacecraft that's at the International Space Station, and how it's kind of been a bit of a cluster.
It certainly has.
All right. But there is some news now regarding Starliner.
Yes. So last time we talked, I mentioned that NASA was going to be having to come to a decision soon about whether the astronauts of the Starliner mission were going to have to be coming home on a different spacecraft or not. In the tradition of this mission, it would seem they delayed that announcement, but they finally have made that determination that Starliner will be returning home without the astronauts, and Butch Wilmore and Sonny Williams will be staying on board the space station until February. And we'll be coming home on a SpaceX Dragon spacecraft.
This has got to really be kind of a blow to Boeing, because now they have to come back on a competitor's spacecraft.
Yeah, absolutely. When they originally designed this commercial crew program, Boeing was intended to be the like primary partner, and SpaceX was the like secondary partner based on Boeing's track record as a long-standing government contractor and NASA contractor. And so the fact that the SpaceX has been so successful in this while Boeing has just had blow after blow after blow is absolutely devastating to the company.
And speaking of devastating, this has got to suck for whoever's getting bumped off this next Dragon mission too, right?
Yeah, absolutely, because they need to empty some seats on there in order to get Butch and Sonny down. And so it still hasn't been announced as to who is going to be going up. But yes, two of those astronauts are going to be bumped to a later mission. You know, you've trained for this mission with this crew, and all of a sudden you're going to be going up on the next one or the one after that.
All right. Well, I'm sure you'll keep us up to date as you always do.
I look forward to it.
All right. That's Teddy Volman. He's our Starman on WRJN.
Hey, this is Maggie. If you're looking for me this afternoon, don't worry, I'm still around. Find me and all the Civic Media talk shows over at 540 AM WAUK or the Civic Media app. The same great talk you've come to expect from Civic Media, now on 540 AM WAUK and the Civic Media app.
As the world around us becomes more and more virtual, sometimes it's nice to take a step back and add a personal touch to celebrate your loved ones. Personal Touch by Julie is a family-owned and operated florist in the Mount Pleasant area for over 47 years, with unmatched customer service and talented floral design, making them the area's number one choice for any occasion. Call today at 262-886-9444 and bring your ideas to life. Or better yet, go see the artistic elegance yourself at 5445 Spring Street in Mount Pleasant.
The Franksville Food Truck Festival is back at the Franksville Craft Beer Garden September 6th and 7th, featuring 25 food trucks. Enjoy live music both nights from 6 to 9 with FM Rodeo on Friday and Landline on Saturday. Kids can have a blast in the bounce houses while the adults enjoy Wisconsin craft beer. And don't miss the Friday night Packers viewing party. It all kicks off at 5 p.m. on September 6th. Get all the details at FranksvilleFoodTruckFestival.com. The festival is brought to you in part by Visit Racine County and Enjoy Mount Pleasant.
Is your backyard feeling a little blah? Let Runnings in Burlington help create your personal oasis. Everything you need to add comfort and style to your home. Top-notch grills for family barbecues, cozy patio furniture perfect for unwinding, high-quality mowers and tools to keep your space looking sharp. And for your pets, we have everything to keep them happy and healthy. Visit Runnings in Burlington today on Milwaukee Avenue and let them enhance your home and outdoor life. Runnings, your trusted partner for all your home, farm, and outdoor needs.
Oh,
Hola, amigos. Experience the flavor-filled fiesta of La Fogata Mexican Grill in Kenosha. Dive into an exciting and inviting atmosphere where great service complements the excellent gourmet Mexican cuisine. Savor the slow-cooked delight of barbacoa, enchiladas, or indulge in fresh guacamole. Brimming with lively flavor, your taste buds will thank you. La Fogata also provides gluten-free and vegan menus for those with specific dietary requirements. Visit La Fogata on Sheridan Road, just south of Carthage College.
What's on Tap? Brought to you by Miller Lite, the original light beer. Rooting for the Brew Crew, because we're from Milwaukee, too. Tastes like Miller time. Seniors, WPS Health Insurance wants to see you at American Family Field on select weekday home games. Seniors 60-plus can save 50% on tickets and are invited to stroll along the outfield warning track following the game. Visit brewers.com/WPS to learn more. Milwaukee Brewers Baseball and Miller Lite.
If you're looking for the talk show lineup from Civic Media, you can still find it on air and online. The entire statewide Civic Media schedule can be heard clearly on AM 540 WAUK or on the Civic Media app. Earl Ingram, 8 till 10. Jay Matinair, 10 to noon. Todd Alba, noon till 2. Maggie Dawn, 2 until 4. And the Devil's Advocates from 4 until 6 weekdays. Here on WRJN, we've refreshed our commitment to local news and features and answered your calls to bring back the timeless hits. WRJN on AM and FM 99.9 and 98.1 FM, and as always on the historic 1400 AM. Local news, timeless hits.
WRJN.
I used to play around with hearts at my call, but when I met that little girl, I knew that I would fall for a little fool. Oh yeah, I was a fool. She'd play around and tease me with her carefree devil eyes. She'd hold me close and kiss me, but her heart was full of lies. Poor little fool. Oh yeah, I was a fool.
Poor little fool. I was a fool. Oh yeah.
She told me how she cared for me and that we'd never part. And so for the very first time, I gave away my heart. Poor little fool. Gone and I knew she lied to me. She left me with a broken heart and won her victory. Poor little fool. Oh yeah, I was a fool.
I was a fool. Oh yeah.
Well, I played this game with other hearts, but I never thought I'd see the day when someone else would play love's foolish game with me. Poor little fool. Oh yeah, I was a fool.
Poor little fool. I was a fool. Oh yeah.
Poor little fool. Oh yeah, I was a fool.
Ricky Nelson on WRJN. Hope you're staying safe today. A hot one out there, already in the mid-80s here this afternoon. But tomorrow, going to be even warmer. High of 91. Heat index values as high as 101 tomorrow. So be sure to be safe. Stay hydrated. Check on your neighbors. Here's a little bit of soul on WRJN.
Now you're feeling low and the fish won't bite.
Covers Racine's local news like WRJN. We've been doing it for 97 years, covering the county, city, and neighborhoods you live and work in. Let's get you into the WRJN Radio Park newsroom.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Trial begins today for one of three central Wisconsin men accused of beating another man to death in Stevens Point this spring. Arlen Sangster faces one count of reckless homicide. Prosecutors say the victim was Donald Mitchell, who confronted Sangster and the two others while they were rummaging through his pickup. Momentum in the race for president has shifted since a month ago, and Republicans were talking about expanding their ground game.
Those days are over. We're back to the core seven battlegrounds in the Congressional District of Nebraska.
As Kamala Harris campaign advisor David Plouffe, he spoke with WISN-TV's Up Front, Republican strategist Bill McCoshin tells the program Donald Trump needs to talk about issues that work for him best.
Inflation, gas prices, rent prices, those grocery prices, and the border.
Both agree Wisconsin will be critical to the outcome. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Here's what you need to know closer to home.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. An elderly man in his 80s died after being pulled from a house fire in Kenosha County this morning. Firefighters were called to Salem Lakes after getting reports of smoke. The homeowner is found in a bedroom during a search. Despite immediate life-saving efforts by first responders, the man was pronounced dead at the hospital. The fire's cause and the exact cause of his death is still under investigation. Southeastern Wisconsin is facing dangerous heat this week. The National Weather Service issued a heat advisory for today and an excessive heat watch for tomorrow. Heat index values could potentially climb to 107 degrees tomorrow, prompting officials to open cooling centers around the region. People are urged to take precautions against heat-related illnesses, with relief expected Wednesday with a cold front bringing temperatures back to the low 80s. The latest coming up in the forecast. A 1993 John Doe homicide investigation in Kenosha County is set for an update. Pleasant Prairie Police Chief David Smetana and Kenosha County Medical Examiner Patrice Hall are holding a joint news conference tomorrow where more information will be released. We're working on learning more. And that's what you need to know. I'm Stuart J. Waddles, news at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
Sizzling hot today with heat advisory in effect. As high temperatures soar to near 90 degrees and the humidity so high, it'll really be feeling like the triple digits.
then, chances of showers and storms roll back in overnight. And some could be strong to severe even through tomorrow, too. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Right now, it's 89.
News, timeless hits from Carly Simon and You're So Vain on WRJN. Well, it's time to play Can You Guess? Each year in the United States, approximately 80,000 people are bitten by what? The answer? Other humans.
Whoa! Can't you see?
Don't you know? Jim's a ballroom queen in Memphis. She tried to take me upstairs for a ride. She had to heave me right across her shoulder. Cause I just can't seem to drink you off my mind. It's a honky tonk woman. Give me the honky tonk blues. I laid a divorce in New York City.
Stones on WRJN. Good afternoon. I'm Kurt Vollman. It was 17 years ago today. The year was 2007. The Rolling Stones played their final show on a two-year-long tour. It was the longest and biggest tour of their career. It became the highest grossing in rock history at the time, $560 million.
I say hello, hello, hello.
are, Racine's home for local news and timeless hits, WRJN. Well, it's time for three things you did not know yesterday. Thing number one, globally, $46 billion worth of child diapers and $17 billion worth of adult diapers are sold annually. Thing number two, the Statue of Liberty's tablet is 2 feet thick. And the third thing you did not know yesterday, the fingerprints of koala bears are virtually indistinguishable from those of humans, so much so that they could be confused at a crime scene. And there's three things you did not know yesterday.
Everybody knows, if it's summer season, it's festival season. And Pottawatomie has the winningest one, WinFest. You could make it an awesome August with a share of $500,000. Play with your rewards card for entries. Hourly drawings every Thursday from 5 to 8 p.m. 25 grand in cash and prizes each drawing. It's the $500,000 WinFest. Get in on the fun. Only at Pottawatomie Casino Hotel Milwaukee. More info at PaceBig.com. Must be 21 and a rewards member to play.
Hola, amigos. Experience the flavor-filled fiesta of La Fogata Mexican Grill in Kenosha. Dive into an exciting and inviting atmosphere where great service complements the excellent gourmet Mexican cuisine. Savor the slow-cooked delight of barbacoa enchiladas or indulge in fresh guacamole brimming with lively flavor. Your taste buds will thank you. La Fogata also provides gluten-free and vegan menus for those with specific dietary requirements. Visit La Fogata on Sheridan Road, just south of Carthage College.
Craving a delicious bite that'll make your tail wag with joy? Dogs and Cream has the hot dog game on lock. Whether you have a hankering for a Chicago dog, a pretzel dog, or any other gourmet frank, Dogs and Cream is happiness on a bun, made to order, ensuring each bite is delectable perfection. Make sure you save room for this sweet companion, velvety soft serve custard that'll melt your troubles away. Delicious! Smiles are our specialty at Dogs and Cream, located at 2721 Douglas Avenue in Racine.
Hi, everyone. If you've been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, listen up. We have legal professionals standing by right now. They'll tell you if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-750-2700. That's 800-750-2700. Call now to find out how much your case could be worth.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
Were you uninvited to game night? Do you play board games with the ferocious intensity of an iron-fisted oligarch? Have friends left game night asking, how do you sleep at night? Then you should get a mattress from Mattress Firm. They can help anyone sleep. Head to Mattress Firm's best sale of the year, the Labor Day Sale. Save up to $700 on select Tempur-Pedic adjustable mattress sets and get a $300 instant gift. Get matched at Mattress Firm. Sleep at night. Restrictions apply. See store or website for details.
As a federally licensed broadcast company, this civic media station is required by FCC regulations to accept advertising by all qualified candidates for federal office. We also accept ads from state and local candidates. We do screen announcements from issue groups and PACs and exercise discretion in airing announcements with blatantly false claims or outrageous, unfounded statements. These announcements do not necessarily reflect the views of civic media, its hosts, or advertisers, and the source of all issue announcements can be found online at our FCC public file.
We'll be right back.
to everything. Turn, turn, turn. There is a season. Turn, turn, turn. And a time to every purpose under heaven.
News and timeless hits from WRJN. Coming up, CBS News at 3. We're going to check in also with Stuart J. Waddles in the Radio Park Newsroom. Mike Clemens has sports. It's all coming up on WRJN. Here's Classics 4 and Spooky on WRJN.
In the cool of the evening, when everything is getting kind of groovy, I call you up and ask you if you like to go with me. See a movie. First you say no, you got some plans for the night, and then you stop and say, all right, love is kind of crazy with a spooky little girl like you. You always keep me guessing. I never seem to know what you are thinking. Stand, and then you smile and hold my.